Keeping it real. Keeping it real. Central.com.
Boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real old-fashioned club. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
a real old-fashioned central.
The song is called Sublease. Welcome to another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. It's going to be an absolutely amazing show. So much happening on the show. Junior is ready to go, I believe. Hey. Junior, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay, now so much has happened. So much has happened in the past couple of days. So I feel it's very important for me to set you up. On the line right now, we've got Anati's management. I believe we're speaking to Allegra shortly. Just briefly, let me tell you what's going on. What's happening is, this past week we've seen so much drama on social media that involved a diss track that came out from AKA. Now, today there was a statement that was released by Anati's management. Now, by the way, Anati is somebody we've had on the show before, and Anati happens to be one of the rappers that were mentioned on the diss track called Composure. So today, a statement was released earlier on today that suggests that AKA may have used the instrumental to the song without Anati's consent.
Hey,
so it's alleged that Anati is the actual producer of the song, and AKA used it, and I believe the first verse was used also without Anati's consent. So I'll tell you what, we've got Allegra on the phone as we speak right now. We're going to talk to her to find out what the real story is. Hi, Allegra.
Hi,
how are you doing?
I'm doing you.
Before we go any further, let me just confirm, what role do you play in Anati's life?
I'm Anati's PR manager.
You're Anati's PR manager.
Yes, it's publicist.
Okay, from your own mouth, tell me about the statement that was released earlier on today.
Basically, how we issued that statement was obviously during the beat when AKA released his Composure single.
Yeah.
We later realized that he unlawfully used Anati's beat, and one of the first verses that is used on the song is actually belongs to Anati. He had no idea. There was nothing discussed. AKA did not ask for permission to use his work, and that's why we just released that statement to let the public know.
Okay, let me understand you.
Handed it.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying Composure, a song that was released by AKA and his team, is actually produced. The beat is produced by Anati.
Yes, that is Anati's work.
All right, and there's a verse
so
as well.
He basically unlawfully used Anati's work on it, which he also disses him on.
You mentioned
that's what it is.
You mentioned a verse as well. There's a verse in there that's supposedly written by Anati.
That belongs to Anati, true.
Okay. How did AKA get his hands on this material?
Well, AKA is no stranger to working at T-Pump, which is, belongs to Anati. That's where they also work on the saga, their collaboration featuring AKA. And also other unreleased material. So they have worked between themselves that, they've worked on together. But Anati was just unaware that the song was going to come out, and he basically did not offer any permission to use the track. So Anati and his management, upon hearing this, issued the statement, and now that his legal team are involved, and he basically doesn't want, to go all up on social, starting a whole beef or whatever it is. He's in LA. He's working on completing his album, and he'll be back to SA to drop it in a few weeks. So that's what his focus is on, and his legal team is taking care of this.
As part of his PR team, as part of an artist's PR team, what is the status of an artist's relationship with AKA at the moment?
As far as I know, they are colleagues. You know, they're in the same industry, they're peers. And I won't comment on if there is mutual respect at this point, because clearly, if somebody does this to you, and I mean, this is a very big thing in the music industry. Clearly, there is not much respect on AKA's side anymore for Anati. But to my knowledge, the last time I saw them together, everything was cool. We were working on the saga. And I don't understand why or where this is coming from all of a sudden.
Let me just
maybe it's a personal issue between the both of them.
Yeah. Let me just quickly quote, I believe it's a line from Composure. This is not word for word. I'm paraphrasing here. AKA talks about how... his verse is the reason why people are flocking to the saga, and he mentions that he tried to get a beat from Anati, and Anati tried to charge him 80,000 rands. Now, to me, that sounds like somebody taking a shot, and it doesn't sound like people who are seeing eye to eye at the moment. How do you respond to that?
Well, you're right in saying it sounds like people who aren't, you know, getting along right now, because this may come as a surprise to fans, especially with the saga being such a success as Anati's first single, and they were both very excited about it, including working on the video. So, like I'm saying, personally, I don't know what went down behind, you know, closed doors afterwards, but as far as I know, Anati, you know, respect AKA as a colleague in the industry, and they have unreleased material that they worked on together. Maybe at this point that will never be released because of what's going on currently. But yeah, this is where we stand right now, and Anati just is working on his album.
Now, following the statement you released today, is there going to be any legal intervention?
Pardon?
Following the release of the statement today, suggesting that AKA used the work unlawfully, are we going to see you and your team pursuing him legally?
Right now, this matter is being handled by Anati's legal team, which will be in touch, or is already in touch with AKA's team, and they will know how to resolve it. So yeah, it's something that we don't want to comment on or get involved in. We don't know how it's going to turn out. I mean, who knows, we may end up denying everything, but we have proof, we have the original track to beat, so there's really nothing to deny.
Now, what are you hoping to get out of this? The song is already out there. If you pursue AKA and his team legally, what are you hoping to get out of it?
The main thing is just to let the public know. I mean, it's the same thing in journalism. Somebody can't go and just steal your work. Claim for it to be there. I mean, I think there wouldn't have been any problem had he contacted Anati first and said, listen, I want to release the track and I want to use a bit of your work here and there. You know, they come down to some sort of agreement, as is done always in the industry, and that's it. But because he goes on and takes shots at him and there's this whole bad energy coming through, he obviously didn't want him to listen to the song before it went up, because it came up to it as a surprise to all of us. You know, the fact that he even goes further in the song to diss Anati, someone that he just recently worked with, who the fans believe that they get along. So obviously he didn't want him to hear the chat. So, yeah.
Can you state categorically that AKA stole the song?
I don't want to use words such as steal, theft, and whatever it is. We'll leave that to the legal team. But we are saying this, and we have the truth to back it up. He did unlawfully use Anati's work.
All right, Allegra, thank you very much for talking to us. When is Anati back?
He's back later this month, towards the end of September, and you can expect the new material next month.
Is he going to work on a diss track as well?
Oh, no, he has no time for that. You should know Anati by now. He is the one who's very convinced. He's just really focused. He's in LA right now to keep his album, working on a couple of international collaborations that are going to surprise Africa, not even Earth. And he's just excited about his work and what he's doing. And the rest of the year is just going to be amazing for him. And he will not waste your time responding to this verse. I got it.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Allegra.
Thank you.
City's number one DJ
is invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Why you guessing, dog? So
basically, this changes everything, though. Like the fact that a beat that everyone thought was so cool, and a song that everybody thought was so cool, now an RTN team, they go and throw a spanner in the works, and they say, "Look, this is our beat, and it was used without our consent, and it looks like they're taking legal action against AKA and team." Now, we need to get rid of all of this stuff before we move on to our next guest. Now, everybody expected the likes of Casper to respond. We haven't heard an official diss track, but the one person who was quick to respond immediately is Ricky Rick, who was also mentioned on the song.
Oh, shit. I see everybody waiting for some sort of explanation, but I'm just trying to let you know the family values is gold, niggas. We did it.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
And then we'll talk on the other side of that.
All right,
it's 00C, baby. We're back.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Man, you should hate yourself. It's called Juice Bag. This is Nasty C, and we're hanging out with them in the studio.
Hell
Nasty C.
Yeah. You good, G?
Your buzz is crazy right now. Everywhere you go, man, everybody's talking about you.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, man. So who's Nasty C?
Nasty C is Junior Ngogo. That's my government.
Your name is Junior.
Junior, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Junior.
Cool. We've got another Junior here.
Yeah, I heard when I was outside. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
18-year-old kid from Durban.
You're 18.
18. Just
listen.
18.
Devin is on some other shit right now. Like,
yeah,
hip-hop wise.
Yeah, dog. Like, we've been just observing and learning a lot from Josie Cass.
Okay.
And also Cass from overseas, obviously, as they inspire us. But just the way that they play the game.
Yeah.
We learned. And then now we finally, you know, coming for the win.
Are you based in Joburg or you're still in Durban?
No. I'm only here for like a week.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going back to Durban. I just came here to get as much work in as possible.
Okay. So far, what have you done?
Last night I was performing at Kantara?
Okay.
That was called?
Okay.
Yeah, I was performing there. It was pretty lit.
Okay.
And I did an interview with DJ Capital.
Yeah.
Here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also just meetings and studio sessions with cats that I've always looked up to.
And like, are you signed to anyone?
Nah, I'm not signed.
Okay. Are you looking into being signed by anyone?
If the deal is right, but that's not what I'm really looking for.
Okay. What are you looking for right now?
To make it as an independent artist.
Yeah.
If, you know, that's the way.
Okay. Now,
put it.
Tell me your relationship with the hip hop. Where does it come from?
I've always been, you know, a fan of music in general.
Yeah.
Because when it started out, I was 9.
Yeah.
My brother used to make house beats, actually.
By the way, he's 18, so that wasn't so long ago.
Yeah,
so.
That was like 9 years ago. Yeah, and I used to always just sit there, you know, and watch how he works the whole program and how he tweaks everything. And when I started out, I actually started out making house music.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's how I started out. I started out making house beats, and I was like, nah, this is not me. And then on the way to school, there's this taxi that I always used to take to school in primary.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, Audacious, made me listen to one of the songs that you should play in the taxi. And, you know, back then, we used to always write the lyrics to a song, like pause play and everything. Yeah, with that, I was like, yo, I'm writing someone else's lyrics.
Yeah.
I could channel this thing and make it about me. And knowing how to make house beats, all you have to do is slow the tempo and change the drum kit. That's all you have to do. So then when I did that, I was like, yo, I actually made a song. And from there onwards, it's just been an ongoing process.
Now, at what point now do you realize that you're ready to go pro and you are that good?
I wouldn't say I'm the best out here, whatever, whatever. But I think I'm ready.
You're ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay. Do you find your place in the hip hop scene at the moment? Do you think it's you're the missing link?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're gonna challenge you just now. You ready?
All right.
Junior on Junior. So Junior is actually gonna play something.
Yeah.
And you make up a song as you go along, listening to what he's doing. Imagine this is a studio session. Yeah, and you're about to put out music. Just allow yourself to get creative. Feel it. If you want him to increase the tempo, he can do so. If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Nasty C in the studio. He's 18 years old, but the bars on this boy, ridiculous. Check this out.
Junior on the beat and Junior on the vocals. They don't know it. I'm coming for the win. The summer is ours. Yeah, they owe me. They don't know it. They don't know it. They always talking about the money in the cars, but they don't never show it. Yo. I'm running laps with a machete, I poach niggas. That's the only way I know how to approach niggas. Everybody's talking about beef, it won't finish. I know better than to stick my nose in folks' business. I met a white girl that told me she's obsessed with my voice, and she took a lot to say it, cause she weighed a pride first. How stupid she felt for saying she won't date a SWAT boy. It's crazy I fought with and came off a date of our host. They know we bad, and Dwana, we made rules. Cheap talk is cheap, but it doesn't pay dues. So we break bread, then records, then break rules. Getting fucked up, that's 50 Shades of Grey Goose. Saints Junior on the beat, Junior on the vocals. Every city that we come to, we take over. Yeah, it's Junior on the beat, and Junior on the vocals. Every city that we touch, yeah, we taking over. What? Yeah, what?
I'm loving it, man. So, are you working on an album?
Not now. I wouldn't say I'm working on an album, but I'm trying to put together like a project, because I dropped a mixtape on the 10th of February.
Yeah.
I did get a lot of response from it and good feedback, but okay. I feel as if my buzz wasn't as big then. So I'm going to repackage that and drop it. And, you know, while people are listening to that, people that haven't heard it, I'll work on something new, something fresh, and, you know, just put out a couple singles here and there.
Do you have a team around you?
I have a team, but we're not all rappers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A manager, road manager, DJ. Oh, yeah, there's also one other rapper, Eric Rush. He was on the Vuzu Hustle. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's also my brother. We work together.
You work together as well. All right. Now, we're coming back. One of the favorites here on the show. We've had him here on the show before. It's Solo. He's going to join us shortly. Don't go anywhere. It's Double OC.
Ladies love. Oh,
Baby.
When guys start making musical transitions and whatnot, you know they're serious about the business now. In the studio, welcoming once more, Solo. And this is a track you collaborated with. Who did you collaborate with?
This is with Khan of the Parlatones.
Yes.
This is the legendary Khan.
Yes, certainly. Yeah, this is for Coke Studios.
This is for Coke Studios, correct.
First and foremost, for the benefit of those who don't know what that is, just let us know. What is Coke Studios?
Okay, so basically, this is basically a project where two artists of different genres come together and kind of attempt to fuse their sound to create something that is very much, you know, for the most part, a pop track, something that, you know, could
appeal
do
to
very
the mass,
well
yeah.
With the masses, exactly. Yeah. So, for me, this was the first episode, because I actually had two fusions. That I did, but with this one with Khan, I think it was again trying to, you know, do something. It's not really new in terms of fusing hip hop and rock and roll.
It's not.
But then, you know, to fuse Khan's style of rock and like lyricism on my end was, I think, I guess in the end, what was magical about it, because we were just like, okay, then it really is possible, you know.
So this is a huge deal. I mean, Coke Studio happens all over the continent.
Correct.
I think this is the first time we're having it
in SA, though.
Yeah, because I've seen the one from Kenya.
Yeah,
from
East Africa. From Africa, yes.
Yes, I've seen that. So for you, this is obviously a big deal for you. What did you take away from it?
I think more, you know, just playing in the space that I play in terms of hip hop, you know, being in that competitive nature, what often happens is that you're always fine tuning and sharpening your skills specifically for this genre to try elevate this.
Yes.
I think it's always very important to, you know, do these things that are not necessarily in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
'Cause that's when you really start to apply what you've been developing.
Yeah.
I think having to think pop, then think rock and roll, then think, you know, this is one moment where you have Khan on your hook.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it, you know?
Certainly.
It's just the experience of music holistically versus what we're used to, which is, you know, threading together bars to sit correctly on a heavy, bassy track, you know?
You also have a brand new song, Poster Child.
Correct.
Was this a strategy to release it just before Coke Studio?
I think more timing. I think I was due. I mean, the track before this was Overtime, which was actually dropped Overtime beginning of the year.
Yeah, we actually played it here.
Yeah,
before.
you played it a number of times. Yeah. Appreciate that, by the way. I was actually due. And this is now, you know, just before we release Dreams Be Plenty, which is my sophomore album. So, not necessarily strategically around Coke Studios, but at the same time, we had to plan for the release of I Dream in Color.
Yeah.
Obviously knowing when it would come out.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Now, look, it's I like calling them annoying questions. We have to get them out of the way. It's what's happening at the moment.
Let's do it.
What do you make of Composure?
Composure, beefs.
I know. Look, I'm not even talking about the beef.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But it's all, I mean, it all lives in the same space.
Yes.
I think Composure's a dope joint, actually. I think AKA raps his ass off.
Yeah.
And that's all I take from it. There's nothing else to take from it outside of it being a dope joint. A dope, honest joint.
Okay, cool. Do you think the timing, and at this point in time, especially looking at where hip hop is, it's in a very good space, but at the same time, I think hip hop is walking a fine line. For some reason, hip hop has always been subjected to unnecessary scrutiny as compared to other genres. So in terms of the timing of the song and what comes after the song, do you think the timing is right?
The timing is right for AKA.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. It's his move, and therefore it should make sense for him. I mean, he dropped a new single today. So the hype of Composure
feeds into this.
That's all that counts, man. I mean, it's all strategy.
Yeah.
And if he can justify it, if he and his team can justify it, then that's what matters. I don't know if Nasty C feels differently, but I mean, from where I stand in my position, that's all I can look at.
Alright, cool. So now, speaking of Nasty C, we've got a young and absolutely talented young man. I don't know if you've heard his stuff.
I was sitting out here listening. I had heard Juice Back, though.
Yeah.
That's a fire joint.
Yeah.
But more than that, I think what I appreciated is what he was doing before you bumped Juice Back.
Yeah.
Those rhymes.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, man, it's not many people who I even know who sit at that level. I'll be honest.
And he's
indeed.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, for real, dog.
So, because what we do here is we do collaborations.
Yeah.
We would like to do something with the both of you. This is what you do.
Oh, definitely.
So, I would like to just pit you against Solo.
Don't mind. This is just collaboration.
Okay,
this is collaboration.
Against.
And we've got Junior here on keys. Junior, are you ready? Okay, cool. We're coming back with that.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right, so Solo, you've done this before a number of times. So basically, you listen to the melody. If you like it, if you don't like it, you can just feel free to just tell Junior, and then you look, just flow with it, go with it.
All right.
Yeah. Solo Nasty C. Black boy so involved with the speakers. Black mic in a dark booth, can't see much. Good deeds take a seat in the land of the free, where they fast take the fees up. Never did it for leisure. Now I got feet up, took a little breather. Now I don't speak much, unless you're gonna credit the visa. Visa, Vila, Vita, Steezer. They've been anxious, they've been frantic, they've been panicked, still can't stand me. Seems so antsy, giants in the room. Same words even if a client's in the room. Nigga, Foggy Mind, I'm miles ahead. All their little styles are dead. Show me where the crown's alleged. All star in a foreign car, and I ain't even talking about Converse. God, I had cosign on consignment. Then they got saucy and cried me a thousand islands. My soul, small circles dialing. Better gang up. Yo, Pizzle, I'm crazy with the words as usual. Crazy how the world try to regulate dude, but when these small walls start to irritate you, and these dudes' small thoughts wanna emulate too, when they reminisce over you, my God, I would be amiss if I lose my spot. See, if my two cents of the truth could afford like at least two doors of a coupe, I'm gone. Yeah.
And there we do it. Solo Nasty C, y'all already know.
Let's go.
All right, let me talk to the ladies.
Okay.
I go. I say, I know you're feeling something in your chest too. In your chest too. I wonder what you're telling that nigga when you get home. Yeah. We should have a fucking conversation in the restroom.
In the restroom.
Yeah. I can leave one hell of a memory in your thumb. Yeah. Look, say what really matters. Miss me with that you and him happily ever after. Real players never really play it by the books. I could give a damn about the ending on any chapter. I just know I love it when you lift your ass up. I just know you gotta bring an extra pair of Vans, cause you and them heels is not working out when I got you walking funny. You such a pretty disaster. I love you. You say you love him, but you know you don't. You only with him cause you grew with that asshole, man. Introduce it to his mama. He probably calling your wifey, but he don't know what to do with that ass, though. I just wish I had a dime for you. I just wish I had some time for you. I just wish I had more than a minute in the bathroom at the same time for you. Every single line for you. More than just around for you.
More
I just really
apply.
Been on some busy shit. Yeah. I really been on some hobo shit. Wearing these racked up clothes. Been on that Nasty C and that Solo shit. What up?
That Solo shit. What up? Yo. I think you worry too much about who faces off. I know the race is on. Matter of taste involved. Y'all relishing this shit like it's savory. Y'all way too concerned about the dame I keep. You fix Sable where my dick's been. I got the thick skin, I got the height you seek. They on decline or peak. It's either or. They hate to admit it, but they need the boy. I may be the realest if you gave it thought. They give a fuck about your raps, yeah, you made your point. At the same time, strike while the iron's hot. Advice given, thinking that my ride stopped. I'm not rear view, I'm in blind spot. Straddling your lane and our tires pop. It's that close, better, be gets better. We get better, we don't let up. In comparison, my shit never the lesser. This ship Nebuchadnezzar. Get it? Word. Bespoke, made to measure. We rope down second guesses. Get it? Word. Not just next for this season. I'm not new verb holding lyrical beacon. Machine gun solo, but did you believe him? He was fleek on artillery, but never did need him. I said fleek, but it's cool, man.
Yo. I got him saying, please, nigga, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Please know I've been hoodish.
Been hood.
And killing verses, no thing to me. See, even Breeze know I breeze through it. Please talk the talk, talk money and hoes, cause all three of them I speak fluent. Woo. These flows of rap sound stories, I put cats to sleep when I read to them. Nigga, they told me how we'd be on TV. They told me how we'd make it, and I never did. They know a black man can't read. They should have took the hero out of heroin. It's like they all trying to meet me just so they could tell me to remember them. I tell them, you can suck my MIC, nigga. Choke on this shit like Eminem. I tell them, yeah. Niggas sharing bars like bar stools.
Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. Like, yo,
niggas sharing bars like Boston. Dude, like, come on.
This yo. Is music, though.
This is ridiculous. Let me ask you something. Do you listen to a lot of Big Sean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Not a lot of Big Sean.
You love Big Sean?
I can tell. A lot of Big Sean.
I can tell, though. Like, yeah. I can tell. Like, look, this sounded so fluid to me. It's like you guys should be doing something beyond.
Definitely.
Nah, man. Listen, at the level he's at, man. Yeah. And you know, I'm always just like, work with who?
No, thanks.
This guy's a lyrical. This guy's a lyrical monster, man.
For me, look.
Props to you,
I'm listening to him, and the references he's using. You're wise beyond your age. You're 18, dude, and the references you're using, like the wordplay.
You gotta read. It's all in the books.
That's good. I like what you said. So this comes from reading.
Yeah.
So it's very important for you to read as a rapper, as an artist.
Definitely,
All right, man. So we're gonna let go of Nasty C shortly and remain with Poster Child. Stand by.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrums.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Go on and take that picture.
Asking for selfish. Shit, selfish called the autograph before.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull a Tibotage there. Vocal crushing. Sorry. It's not in my nature to do that. Actually, that was done.
Look, it happened. It's cool.
No, seriously. I've got such a huge problem with
that. They'll live. It's fine.
Nasty C.
Yeah, bro.
So, promise us that when your next single is due, you'll come back.
Definitely.
And share it with us. When are you going back to Durban?
On Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah, going back on
Monday. When are you shooting the video for this?
For Juice Back?
Yeah.
Already done.
It's done.
It's already on MTV Base and everything.
Oh, is it, dude? Yeah. Like, sorry, man. When did it go on rotation?
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. So looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Are there girls at the beach?
Nah, Juice Back. That's okay.
You're seeing girls on the beach.
Listen, he's from Durban.
It's not that kind of
juice. I'm from Durban, man. It still doesn't make sense.
It's not that kind of juice.
Shout out to you, man. Big up to you, and congratulations on your current success. May you continue to just surge on and stay there, boss. Stay born.
Definitely. It was good.
Big up yourself, man.
Thank you, bro.
All right, so we continue. We're still hanging out with Solo in the studio.
Yes,
now,
sir.
How much of what you do is teamwork?
A lot of it, all of it. Small team, but teamwork nonetheless. I think the number got smaller, but the team got more aggressive and more focused, I think.
How is that important at this point in time?
Because everybody needs to be in sync. Everybody needs to have the same goal in mind. So if I have someone in my team, whether that be management or PR or just anybody that represents what I represent, they can speak on my behalf if I'm in Joburg and they're in Cape Town. They know exactly what to say if they meet someone because they know how to express what we're trying to do. They also know how to express what we have done correctly. It's very important. None of this happens alone. None of it.
Do you have any plans to sort of break down the borders?
Definitely. I think, I think it's very important just to firstly make a mark at home first. But where we stand right now, because of, social media and all of that and how just the whole world is connected, I think it might not necessarily be up to you. Yeah. When you pick up across borders, we actually do get love from the rest of Africa, the rest of the world. We have, I have a couple Japanese fans who always hit me up. I always have to use the translate, feature on Twitter just to like read up, and we always respond. They like literally have physical copies of Dreams Aplenty.
That is amazing.
Which is very dope.
Is there a downside to social media, though?
Yeah, man. I think social media is the devil.
Okay.
Not a fan. I won't lie. I think more because I'm always told by, my management and my PR that, like, I don't tweet enough. Shout out to Farah. But, yeah, I think it's just a part of of the game now that has become important. It's become compulsory.
Yeah.
Obviously, when I had this dream and when I was working towards this dream, this wasn't a part of it. You know, I thought I'd be able to live my life in, you know, in my own space and give and let the music speak for itself. I think we're in a time now where you kind of have to talk about your music for like a month before you put it out. You kind of have to like convince people beforehand. Yo, yes. My single's on the way. Yo, it's so dope. Oh, you're gonna love it. Oh. And it's like, yo, music doesn't speak for itself anymore. It's not like I just put it out and you kind of tell me what to think. I have to tell you a month before what you should think. You know what I mean? But that's just the nature of any beast, man. It evolves, and that's the era we're in right now. And I also I kind of have to get used to it. I hate it because I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
I know people who like could tweet like over 50 times in a day. You're lucky if you get 3 tweets from me. but I mean, I know how compulsory it is to me.
Have you ever reached a point in your career where you felt like just leaving everything and just walking away from it all?
I think, look, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God not yet, because I still have such a long way to go.
Have you had any frustrations though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daily. Frustrations are there all the time. I keep saying that, like, my natural, I'm anxious almost every day of my life, which is, you know, probably not the healthiest thing. But I also know that fellow artists, you see, homie's nodding his head already, but that's just what it is. We're fellow artists, it's just the norm now. It's in your nature. It's in the nature because you love it so much and you hope that it does so much.
Yeah.
You hope that it changes the world. And but you live in this anxious space. So frustrations are everywhere, man.
How do you ensure as solo that you always have your finger on the pulse of what is going on in terms of people's thought process?
Yeah.
The general mentality continentally and just globally.
Yeah. Man, I think it's a very tricky balance, because that's, you know, the thing about keeping your ear to the ground is that if you're not in a position of, being very, you know, strongly fixed to what you're doing and, you know, having a clear goal, keeping your ear to the ground can, without you knowing it, start to influence what you're doing.
Yes.
So that could kind of trickle into your creativity. I think that's why you often find, you'll be listening to the radio and you'll be like, that song sounds like the song I just played before.
Yeah.
And before that one, you know? And that's just because, you know, you keep your ear to the ground. You want to know what people think is hot and whatever. But at the same time, I always say it's not like a painter doesn't have like a blank canvas and before they start painting, go outside and just ask people on the street, what do you like in a picture? Do you like trees? Should I put more trees in my picture before they paint?
Yeah.
You know, the nature of art is supposed to be that I put it down. If you relate, you're attracted to it. You're drawn in. So it's a very tricky balance in that you try not to let it influence you. But at the same time, I guess, you know, you kind of need to know where your space is. I think that's why it's very vital to know who your target is.
Okay.
You know? But these are the things I you know, it's taken me years to learn that, to be in that position.
Yeah, well, we're blessed to have Solo in the studio. He's sharing his experience and, of course, telling us about some of the current projects he's working on. We will be joined by Season 9 Idols participant. Brandon is here joining us today on the show. He's also going to have some fun with us. Are you ready to play with us, boss? Sorry, let me just get you. Are you ready to play with us?
No, I'm good.
Cool. So he'll be joining us shortly. But something we seldom do is just play around with Junior. When we come back, we're just going to test Junior a little bit. Are you ready, Junior? Cool.
I'm ready, man.
Come on, boss. Let's do this. On one. Two, three, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Central. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
a Pillow Central. WOC, Pillow Central. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
a Pillow Central. WOC,
All right, so we'll call it a minute with Junior. This is how it's gonna work. Again, I can never emphasize this enough. What we do is, Junior comes in the studio and we just freestyle our way through the entire show. And I promise you, he can play just about any and everything. I even threw it out to my followers earlier on social media and I said, please send me a list of songs that you want Junior to play on the spot. I promise you, I've come up with a list. I'm just going to say the name of the artist and the song and he's going to play it. In fact, let's see if he can play them. So I'll start with, firstly, let's do this. How old are you?
20, man.
He's 20. Okay, cool. So, Brenda Fassie, let's say Vulindlela. Okay. Okay. The generations. Anything from what was that? Play anything. The generations sequence. Yeah, I wouldn't know it.
I also don't know if it's right. I'm just like, maybe.
Okay, play the old one. I think there's
play the one we
knew.
Know, man. Yeah. Play the old one. What is this?
Okay.
Okay, he's still sorting himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
is Yeah, that's the one. There it is.
All right, cool. Let's play The Bold and the Beautiful. Oh jeez.
Yeah. This is it.
I'm just as annoyed as I am whenever it's
whenever
on.
Yeah, like. I want to turn it off.
Gosh, there's always somebody crying on that show. All right, let's hear. I'm gonna challenge you now. A classic, George Michael.
George
Careless
Michael.
Whisper.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, something fun. Super Mario.
Okay.
Boyz II Men, End of the Road. Beyonce, Ego. Okay, do you guys have any suggestions?
No, O'Neal, I'm going to jack this guy for you. Just so you know, let's be clear,
ahead.
Man.
Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
Amazing.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
From Season 9 Idol, this is Brandon. The song is called It's Joy.
Yeah.
Very interesting. What sound is this?
Yo, I don't know, man. Honestly, I think we're just vibing. It's collaborative.
Is this your thing? Is this? Can this be found throughout your music?
For me, I'm a vocalist, so I sing. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of the packaging, the production, that can always, I always think you can always manipulate that and make it more suitable for this or more suitable for that. But in terms of singing, it's pretty much, you'll always pick up that I'm singing. Yeah.
Do you think idols challenged you to be the artist you become?
To be the artist I've
become. Did it challenge you in any way?
It did. I mean, the challenge was to be loved by people. I think that's the biggest challenge in any competition show. You should know.
Like, seriously, though, I wasn't looking to be loved.
But I think...
Look at my YouTube video.
Yeah. But, like, that thing where people look at you and they can relate and say, this guy.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest challenge. And like you said, it's not something you choose.
Yeah.
It's something that certain people just have. So I think for me, the challenge was to not give in to that. Try to... be more of something because that's what people want.
Yeah.
But to always maintain authenticity.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we're a performance show. So can we do something together before Solo leaves us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Let's go.
Junior, do you have any specific melody that you like to hear?
Anything, man. Anything Drake-ish.
Okay.
Anything Drake-ish.
That's a term now. Let me just Google that.
Anything I can put a thing to
okay,
it.
Okay.
I don't know if this is Drake.
Actually, that is so... No, that's Lionel Richie. Sounds like hello.
Nah,
is it me?
Yo, it's a hip hop beat.
Something and
I
go,
heard.
Man.
Okay, just
it's a hip hop beat. I heard something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So how does this work? I just sing anything.
Yeah, anything, dude. Like.
Keep it simple. Just flow from it. Flow from like your, flow from your two right through your four, like that type of thing. You know. You make me better. I can't imagine anything else.
That's a Drake vibe.
That's a Drake.
Hit me up, let's hear it.
Yo, I told her I love change, I love change, I love it, I invite it, a constant on that no one divided. I love how you go from screaming my name to a new boy on the scene, but he's a newborn without a bottle, he screams. I love change, she said you...
I'm losing the speed now, where we at?
Okay, I love change, she said you change more, saw a glimpse of fame and your face morph, real recognized but this like face off, couldn't be caged, think I Travolta'd you, was such an awesome dude, not changing seemed illogical, I love change, and if it's either or, I was more darker blue, clock struck cash time, very few understood the move, took son of a gun for a vision to grow on me, made all the sense in the world. Change you my homie. Bless the change that comes. Blessed who adjust. God bless the change that is a must. Metamorphosis. Unless you are different to begin with, do not change to be the same. I promise they will remember the name. Yeah.
Yo.
Dude, you get lost.
Yo, like it's complicated. This guy's playing complex chords,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
Give me a zero. Just give me a one and a four and a five. Like, it's simple.
That better.
There you go.
Can I take this time to make you feel better? 'Cause I know if we focus on the negative, there's no way we'll go.
It's easier when you're freestyling, rapping. When you're singing, you get emotional. I start tearing up.
That's actually, we want that. We want those moments.
Don't leave, don't go, no. It's been crazy. I know, but you're still my lady. Forever, oh, forever. You used to call me, now you don't call me. You with my homies, send the pictures the other day on Insta. Why you tripping, baby? Nah. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. No many that came before me hold the pride like the biggest big five cat. Outside of the self-glorification of paving ways, ain't there yesterdays could have lasted another 5 minutes of extended fame. Passing torches look more heroic than fighting evolution. No turning back, demanding restitution. I pray to God you got a satisfied heart. Pray the lights lift your system and remission's untouched. And if gold coin serves a reminder to steer away from relapse, if you question your sufficiency, I need that. Then by all means, take every single second, speedy blood clot for every sickle cell dependent, sinking feeling at their beck and call. Many screaming for your fall, neck but stretched out for the cause. Heckle for giving it all, silly cost. It's one thing when they're sealy posthopedic to a come up, another asking fallen star to buck up and plummet from the glory.
I never ever thought about leaving my sacred place.
Plummet from the glory.
If you ever take me out, that just might be the case.
Plummet from the glory.
Never really crossed my mind that I finally find a place just like home in your arms.
Okay, I'm still getting emotional.
Yo, bro, I'm within, dog. I'm within my feelings.
He keeps like, dude, he sings and then like he crawls into this position.
Like, yeah, like, I'm on my Donald position.
Oh, wow, that was a jam. Can we cut that and throw that back? Oh wow, man. Okay, now, Solo.
Yes, sir.
As always, man, look, this is your home.
Yeah, man.
Come back again.
Yeah, same time next week.
Some more of you. Now, following Coke Studio, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to be called back in for another episode. So I have another one coming up soon. But for now, if everybody could please go onto iTunes and purchase I Dream in Color by Solo and Khan of the Parlatones. Really, really magical joint, I think.
Yes.
And I stand by that one. Yeah.
It's amazing. What about Poster Child? Is it also
Poster
available?
Poster Child also available on iTunes. Just Sophomore's well on the way now.
Okay.
I think, yeah, just expect a video for Poster Child and then I think we're good to go.
The album release, are you going to make it a big deal?
I think, you know what, man, I think this time around the team would want to.
Yeah.
There are all these conversations about how we'll do it and how we'll do it right this time. Just like, yo, man, let's get the music out. That's where my head's at right now.
All right. So remember, everything you heard here on the show today will be available as a podcast. And make sure that you overload Solo with tweets.
Yeah.
Tell him to tweet.
Yeah. Force
it out of him.
This is Solo SA on Twitter. This is Solo Instagram. This is Solo Facebook. I might take some time to reply, but you know, it's because I'm working.
Eventually,
it's all love.
Big up yourself, man. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thanks again, my dog.
All right, so we continue with the show. I'm going to invite in the studio Fifi Cooper. She's got mad buzz. We've had her on the show as well. Now, much later on, we'll also be joined by Stilo Magalite. So it's going to be an awesome show all around.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Long peace and trust. Double O C. Long cliffs and trust. Double O C. You're listening to Neil. Long cliffs and trust. Double O C.
Yeah, baby.
Where you listening from? Fifi Cooper, one of the biggest songs out at the moment. It's called Kisses. And it features the talented AB Crazy. She's back in the studio with us. You see, that just shows you that your buzz is just ridiculous. That's why we have you back here on the show. How you been?
I've been good, you?
Cool.
Yes, man. I'm happy that I'm back.
So from the last time we hung out, tell us what's been happening.
A lot of things have been happening. Released my second single called Munati C. Mm-hmm. We shot a video of it and it played last week on Live Amp. And we shot another video of mine with JR and Questa called Puntunono. It's dropping next month with my album. And yeah, we're planning my birthday tour. It's coming up next month. So that's
so the album is on the way.
Yes.
What about, tell us about some of the collaborations in the album.
I tried to keep it cool and just make it more about me, you know. So yeah. I have less features than, you know, I have JR, Questa, Noti, the Motoko Kings, Toadie Mac, Mulimi, Duksinganga. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, the guys that I have on my album. I don't have too many people because I want it to be just about me, because it's called 20 Fifi and I believe that this is my year.
Nice one. Okay, we're about to make music.
Let's do that.
Music! Junior, are you ready?
Yeah, man.
I'm sure by now you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah. So Brandon is going to join us as well. He says he's going to channel his Donald.
My inner Donald.
So, yeah. We all have an inner Donald. So he plays a melody. You guys create a beautiful song out of it.
Okay, that's right.
You've done this before.
Yes.
Cool.
What's the vibe? What we doing? We doing something feely to
It's, dude, I think you're responsible for the...
I just get a vibe for me.
Let's sing. What do you think?
Actually, no, stop by rapping.
No, I'm saying let's sing.
All right, cool. Nobody said it'd be easy, but you gotta keep going, oh, oh, oh. Nobody said it'd be easy, but you gotta keep going, oh, oh, oh.
Yay, ain't nobody say it's easy. Hey, we just want the money, we just want the dough. We just keep it going, we don't even stop. Style, summer, holla, Cliff Central. You know how we do.
Yo.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, eating easy.
Trying to build a crib for my mama.
Mama,
she just called me, said she's so proud of me. I'm just trying to do my best. Oh.
Are we going in?
Hey, we're just going in, kiss. Style, summer, holla, Fifi Cooper, best MC from Lefika. You know how we do, we just talk about the money and the freestyle. Yes, they come from top of the tacha. We do it, we do it, we just wanna come do it. Now we go with the flow, yeah, we wanna come and do it. Yeah, we show ya that we wanna do it and we show ya. Style, summer, holla, ooh.
You wearing that snapback that I wanted earlier.
She wouldn't give me a
sweater either.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, Fifi Cooper in the studio, hanging out with Brandon and their collaborator Life in the Studio. When we come back, we make more music. Don't move.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
iStore employs real people who love Apple products and sell Apple products, like the Apple iPhone 6 and the Apple iPhone 6 Plus. So if you're looking to upgrade and going somewhere that doesn't specialize in Apple seems silly, it's because it is. Especially since you can take out or upgrade any contract on any network at iStore, even if you took it out somewhere else. iStore, why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
OOC, it's O'Neill Africa.
Brendan, before you leave, we have a challenge for you. You're going to sing a song for us.
Okay.
You had a lot of people who voted for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who are backing you basically throughout your career. And if you were to write a song and sing a song, in front of an audience of everybody who voted for you, what would it sound like? Junior, we'll play keys and you just create a song from there before you say goodbye.
Can I play? You mind if I play?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, let me.
So he's going to move over to the keyboard and take over from Junior. We're still hanging out with Fifi Cooper. And joining us shortly, we've got Stilo Magalide. And he's going to drop a brand new single here, an exclusive. It's called Mo. He's going to join us in just a little while. In fact, he will be joining Fifi Cooper until the end of the show. For now, we're having something from Brandon.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Is it something that I have to do specifically, or can I just take a song that
No, it's entirely up to you. Cool.
All right. I'll do the song that I auditioned with.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Please.
just let my love, just let my love adorn you. Oh baby, you got to know, say you got to know that I adore you. Oh, 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 baby, these lips, can't wait to taste your skin. Baby, oh, and these eyes, can't wait to see your grin. Oh, baby, just let my love adorn you. Oh, 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 said you gotta know, you gotta know that I adore you.
Dude, so what are you up to?
I'm working on an album.
Okay.
That's due to drop first quarter next year. And yeah, man, I'm just trying to I'm doing me as best as I can do me, you know? Trying to influence, I'm not trying to be influenced by a lot of things. So yeah.
Alright, tell us some of the people you're working with.
I'm working mostly in-house, you know, I'm part of Spirit Motion, so I'm working with Black Motion, mm-hmm. who are the founders of Spirit Motion, and then I'm pretty sure I'll be working with Miss P, who's part of Spirit Motion, and we have another artist called Ulo Maketo from Swaziland. And but I mean, look, there's a whole bunch of guys that want to work. The thing about working is I don't like to set up or schedule something and say, let's work. I prefer when it just happens, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like when we just vibe it out and it just becomes something. So yeah.
Brendan, thank you very much. You're very talented, and the love on social media right now
is the one.
Dude is through the roof. Like my timeline is buzzing. Everybody.
Don't
is
be
just,
playing. I wanna see it.
No,
are you
dude,
for
it's here.
Oh,
no,
are you for
yeah,
real?
Yeah, like it's here. It's oh, yeah? here. They're just losing it.
All right. That's the spirit.
Mr. Donald himself. Brendan, thank you very much. So can we catch you on social media as well?
Yeah. I'm on all social networks that I know of.
Okay.
Twitter, it's Brendan_praise.
Okay.
Instagram is the same vibe. Facebook, it's just Brendan Praise, no underscore. I've got a fan page. Like it. I think my personal page is probably full by now, but like the fan page. DM me, inbox me, like if you have something
okay,
to
now
say.
He wants nudes.
No, like express yourself. You know, let us know what you think of what we're doing. You know, sometimes it's nice to interact with people and know where they're at.
Nice one. We continue with the show. We still have Fifi Cooper, and we're joined by Stilo Magalita coming up.
Oh, yeah. Ladies first. Let's go.
Let's freestyle on it. Motseko lady from Lefika. Akhono potlon tiba na ketena kama se. Akhono potlon chal ke style samahala raba bata raba chela. Horeno ziketsa katsa menoka from North West to Lefika. La the Joseph City, we don't wanna say much. We just wanna spit much. We don't wanna tell them what the hell is bothering us. I'm number one and number two, le three, but like a 4-5. Let's stick to the plan, let's stick to the game, let's stick to the stand. Let's tell them how we do, cause we get the best. Nobody's gonna come and take my mic, cause everybody know when I step in, they better bow down, huh?
Yo, that's fire. Yo, the upper the echelon, the top of the shit I be on. Where money don't matter, we blow it. Where haters don't matter, they know it. We're looking good and living it up a must. Hey yo, the drinks are cold and all the women plush. Hang it coffee and a rosary, my synchro menabo ali. Sushi and wasabi, my panzola in the lobby. Got me feeling like Dom K, the best at the Bobby. Habita with the gold buckle, got me feeling godly, godly. I'm up with them fashion is cool. Jenya want a nabi, skip a posung asabi. CDI, abantwana bayangazi. Raffler and polo, mang se taras nabo I choose. I wear huleka la masaka ntina fake. Stance for Sebago, Armani, everything fail. Alaska bucket hat, stretch belt with the popikis. Olikis, zelis to the dome, lens game, looking champers. Papity bojay la manchik. Strawberries for moolies, mommy game, mommy game. Sugana na my name. So petty zinja za kona. Hostile ma golide. Style raja aroma. Style raja aroma. Style raja aroma. Style raja aroma.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrums.
O'Neal.
With a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
I want more, I need more, add a little more zeros in your old man. Tick, tick, boom, I'm about to blow, when a whole gang shit got a homie. You know him? Yeah, that dude, he get it poppin' like a guard with a credit card. You know her? Yeah, that chick, she been around the block twice, she's still going. Dang, 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 why Peppy gotta go so soon? Why the summer so cold? Why the drink so warm? Why this bill so high? Why I gotta be poor? From the 2 to the 1 to the 9, oh. Side, side with a horse ride, horse ride. Also when the sun, sunshine, and a Porsche ride. Everything designer. Cap with a tag, kicks on my bitch that I got in Japan. Bins in a jack, stacks by the band, and most stacks in the bank. A crib that I own that I ain't gotta rent. Maybe double time, so you know I'm the man. Chain game fools, best believe I'm the man. Maybe by jet and a crib by the pit. Have a glass roof so you know I'm upset.
The Kellys, they want some more. They want some more. Machita, we want some more. We want some more. Mama, we want some more. Obata samo, papa obata samo, obata samo, sina sifuna samo, sifuna samo, sina sifuna samo, sifuna samo, when I afuni samo, afuni samo, now we afuni samo, afuni samo.
You know I'm the best, but you front like I'm not. Your girl know my name, so you ain't gotta ask. Too dumb for your game, so you best call me coach. I'm coming for his and I'm making a change. Yo, act like you know, if you don't know, you know. Now I'm chopping to the king of the cheese, but I bow down, got steel, free throws, he throws, I lay up on my way up. Tap it to the top of the rim, then down it again. Never been to the gym, but I flex like a duck, go to top of again, so I'm at it again. The reason that your girl want more, though. Reason that you're running with my old style. Reason that you pose like Steelo. Reason that you never get mo with your ego. Reason that the people want me, though. Reason that swag, I'm a repo. Reason that the weave is a no-no. Reason all my hoes got braids, though. Reason on the Lord of the Rings, though. Reason I'm a float class hero. Tell me that reason enough, though.
The Kellys, they want some more.
They want some more. Hey, Magita, we want some more. We want some more. Hey, Mama, obata some more. Obata some more. Hey, Papa, obata some more. Obata some more.
Hey, Sina, Sifuna, some more. Sifuna, some more. Hey, Sina, Sifuna, some more. Sifuna, some more. Hey, when I afuni some more. Afuni some more. Now we're offering some more. Offering some more.
The Kellys, they want some more.
They want some more.
Hey, Machita, we want some more.
More.
We want some more. Hey, Mama, obata some more.
More.
Obata some more.
More.
Papa, obata some more.
More.
Obata some more.
More.
Tina, sifuna some more. Hey. Sifuna some more. Hey. Tina, sifuna some more.
More.
Sifuna some more.
More.
When I offering some more.
More.
Afuni some more.
More.
When I afuni some more.
More.
Afuni some more.
More.
The Kellys, they want some more.
More.
They want some more.
More.
Machita, we want some more.
More.
We want some more.
More.
Mama, obata some more.
More.
Obata some more.
More.
Papa, obata some more.
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 More. More. More. Ay, 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 ay.
It's an exclusive, yes, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stilo. The song is called Mo.
Yeah, yeah. Mo, 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 mo.
So it's more,
more
of any and everything,
more,
basically.
More peace, more love, more wealth, more chick. Betu. More Fifi Cooper. Betu.
Listen, hip hop is just on some other tip right now, man.
Forget,
and
forget hip hop music.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. The music is sounding great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, so this officially drops on Monday.
Yes.
Mo.
Yes.
Are you working on a project?
Yeah, I'm working on my tape right now. It's called Cameron Diaz. It drops in a couple, maybe in about 2 or 3 weeks. We just, you know, finalizing a couple of things. But yeah, the project is called Cameron Diaz. It's gonna be crazy.
I have to ask.
The features are crazy.
Everything the title. What's in the title?
Cameron Diaz is just the layman's term of what Carpe Diem actually stands for. You know what I mean? So it's just like a layman's interpretation of what live for today or live in the moment is. You know what I mean? So I interpret it as like my life is a movie. You know what I mean? And I'm just acting out different scenes from it. You know what I mean? Today could be like, you know what I mean, house party 1, 2, or 3. Tomorrow is The Godfather. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a series and I'm like Tony Soprano. But either way, you know what I mean? We stay jiggy, we stay fly.
Nice.
You know
nice,
what I mean?
Nice. I have to quickly talk about this. We've got a message that came and it says, Stilo, how did you get your beard to be like that? How do you do it?
It's the jig. It is the jig. You know what I mean? You can't explain the jig. It's in your veins. It's in the DNA.
It's who you are. It's
either
you're
jiggy or you're not.
Simple. Man, if you just joined us, we're still with Fifi Cooper and we still have Stilo in the studio who just blessed us with this brand new single and it's called More. Officially drops on Monday, but we had the pleasure of preparing the exclusive. So we catch up with them some more. Mr. Party, Tato wants me to tell you that she likes you very much.
I love her too.
She loves you very
Tato,
much.
Tato, I love you.
All right, we've got under 7 minutes to make music.
7 minutes?
Yeah, we've got under 7 minutes to make music. You and Fifi Cooper. We've got Junior here on keys.
Okay.
He plays a melody. If you like it, you give it a go ahead. If you don't like it, you can tell him to switch it up. Either one of you can start it with the hook or a verse or whatever.
Okay, let's get that melody.
Cool. Let's do this. We're making music. It's Double OC. Gina, you ready?
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, hey.
Okay.
You know how we do. We play music. You know how you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to play our music.
Say, say, say.
You know how we do.
Oh yeah. Come on,
hey,
Fifi.
Yeah. Hey.
Yo, let's take it back to the summer, back to the summer,
back
to the summer, back to the summer, back to the summer, back to the summer, back to the summer, back to the summer. Say, how might pull up in a Hummer? Back to the summer, back to the summer. Let's take back to the summer, back to the summer, back to the summer, back to the.
If it ain't about the money, then it's funny. Cause triple fulela on a madi vela. Se papa di hare dale, no sleep, no nothing. Yeah, hare babali, yeah. And hare babani, we make money, son. Kipata lata, bata lata, namba taka, zamazaka, bato bakas, baka, baka, kaka mata, namba taka, tala taka, ya pagama, hake, taka, bamaka. Take it taka, fanga, faga, namba, hoto, tata, fa. Hanka bita, sika, laka, lotele, to choko, fa. Otelele, lote, botelele, lito, bata, khan. So kisele, sesilele, serapase, baka, kan. Tota ale, kana, kana, wapaza, makana, kan. Mino, ona ranya tsana re nagana re di thak o tlokiwa fela le le baka la thala matha re tsitsa fela re sene wa le lona le ba ready for whatever no le hadi phala tse di kala. I'm coming through kissy easy the steady cheese boy samo jozi hadin kitsi. I'm extraordinary ka flow steady dp ka step up with my flows back your jinda o le wiki ko. I'm super sick di biti tse kya di gagola makipe di khosi di chiki tse kya di rafola ka vese kya bula ya tsabe ke slege. I may be too cute to be la khone da ke west sa them freestyles them flows you can't kick it. Every time I see the smack I gotta lick it. You can't touch it. Man I'm outrageous. So cats are useless like books without papers. Better than you know step back or ska buwa. And my honey mo he or ska mova. You fake low but I didn't get the stocks on my cooler. I'm hot I can get no toilet ice the fufula.
take it back to the summer, back to the summer, hey. Back to the summer, back to the summer, summer, yeah. Say back to the summer, back to the summer, yo. Yeah. Put on my shades on, put on my slippers on, no. Brand new kicks, I be stunting on them, stunting on them. I might go to DBN or CPT and chill by the beach with a fly mamacita, no, with Machachusa. She said she really like me, I said, hold up, mommy. She said she wanna call me, I said, no, it's not. She said she wanna text me, I said, WhatsApp me. See me in the car with my niggas riding. No rip seat, cause we always riding. Hold up, hold up, hold up. I think a call coming through. Hold up, hold up. I think a call coming through. Say, doobity, bobbity, puffin' a hobbity, piece and a hominy, gong, gong. Check my melody, bomb, bomb. Tell me to hit it, to figure it out. Now, cause I'm fed and I'm missing enough. The bitch in the cutting, she's checking me out. Mommy, what's your name? I've been checking you out. Digging your waist and then waiting to pop. I've seen you around, you live around town. Digging the gold that I rock by the pound. Steal the name and I live around town. Might take you back to the city where we live for gold. Back to the city where we live for dough. I'm from the south. I wear my hair in a curl. Walk in a club with a swing in my head. Everybody know me, but you know I don't care. Riding with my niggas in the cut with the jig. Yeah, we standing on the couches, yo, bottles in the air. Smash, what he do? You know how we live. See how we do when we all up in the club. Yo, might go to Kong just to shut it down.
Back to the city, yeah.
Yeah.
We take it back to the city, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it back to the city, yeah.
Yeah.
Barry. Because damn, I'm so sick on this. Forget that's what I spit lyrically. I'm the ish, leave you begging like a hobo. So no stabarasa. Get a rap a lot and yep, this verse it no chance. Your rhymes ain't crying for like a broken manicure. And I smack this nigga's toe like I smack this nigga's toe. And I won't smack it toe. If you pick up a skilly, say let's a qualifica la hole better toe, yeah. But if Fifi Cooper, yeah,
yeah,
I lost it.
Yeah.
Let's get it again.
Cooper,
I lost,
yeah,
I lost it.
I see Fifi Cooper, yeah.
I lost it. I lost it.
I see Fifi Cooper, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what man. Was our hope, dog? What was our hope?
We take it back to the summer, back to the summer, take it back to the summer, back to the summer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. A big shout out going out to you, Fifi Cooper, for killing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was dope. And of course, Stilo.
Yalala.
Much success to you, my brother. What's happening with the video for more? Are you working on it already?
Yo, it's going
to
be crazy. It's going to be crazy. We're planning on shooting it like somewhere in Africa, somewhere, you know. We always like to look at ourselves as like we're not a part of Africa, so we're going to shoot it somewhere in Africa. So the video's going to be crazy. It's going to be a movie. You know how we do. We never disappoint, you know what I mean?
What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, tonight you can catch me out at PH's party at Taboo. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to PH. Happy birthday to my homie. And tomorrow I'm out in Mafia Gang. You know what I'm saying? Fifi
That's
Cooper, what's going
up.
On? You know? No, Muff Town. They always show me love out there. So we're out there. And also X Fighters tomorrow. Boys and Bucks. You know how we do. Racing Club. So we got the tops out there. Come to PTA. Union Buildings. We're shutting it down. Mandela might pull in, you know, in spirit.
Nice one. Nice one. Nice one. And what are you up to this weekend?
Tomorrow I'm doing Taboo for DJ and Phoenix birthday party. And Sunday we're going to Cape Town for the Espresso show on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then 19th is the Major League Gardens. And the 26th is the Durban Spring Break.
All right. Nice. Guys, thank you very much. Junior, thanks a lot. This will all be available as a podcast 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. We're out of here. To all my guests, thank you very much. Everybody who came through and to the rest of the team behind the scenes. Duncan, Katero, everybody, big up yourselves.
Yeah, big ups.
Salute.
Alta. So, yeah, catch you all on social media.
Peace.
Right, more.
Tina Sifuna Samo.
More.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.